strike began at 2:08 a.m. At 2:20 a.m., a SOF officer at Bagram received a call from MSF advising that their facility was under attack. It took the headquarters and the U.S. Special Operations Commander until 2:37 a.m. to realize a fatal mistake. At that time, the AC-130 had already ceased firing. The strike lasted for approximately 29 minutes. This is an example of human and process error. The investigation found that the strike resulted in the death of 30 staff, patient, and assistants, and the injury of 37 others. U.S. Forces Afghanistan is currently working hand-in-hand with MSF to identify the injured and the families of those who lost loved ones in order that we may offer appropriate condolences. Based upon the information learned during the investigation, the report determined that the proximate cause of this tragedy was the direct result of avoidable human error, compounded by process and equipment failures. In addition, the report found that fatigue and a high operational tempo contributed to this tragedy. It also identified failures in systems and processes that, while not the cause of the strike on the MSF Trauma Center, contributed to the incident. These included the loss of electronic communication systems on the aircraft, the nature of the planning and approval process employed during operations in Kunduz City, and the lack of a single system to vet proposed targets against a no-strike list. We have reviewed each of these failures and implemented corrections as appropriate. We have learned from this terrible incident. We'll also take appropriate administrative and disciplinary action through a process that is fair and thoroughly considers the available evidence. The cornerstone of our military justice system is the independence of decision makers following a thorough investigation such as this one. We will study what went wrong and take the right steps to prevent it in the future. As I said in an earlier statement, this was a tragic mistake. U.S. forces would never intentionally strike a hospital or other protected facilities. Our deepest condolences go to all of the individuals and families that were affected by this tragic incident. We'll offer our assistance to Doctors Without Borders in rebuilding the hospital in Kunduz. Doctors Without Borders is a respected humanitarian organization that does important life-saving work, not only within Afghanistan, but around the world.